Revelation 1:7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Everyone who hears him from all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen.
Okay, that's even so. It's good that he comes. Praise God. Revelation opens and closes with, come, Lord Jesus. The Spirit says, come. That's a good one to the first part. Go ahead.
Come, 82:1. God is taking his place in the divine council in the midst of the God who holds judgment.
No. Well, that's not just making himself known. The word revealed would help a lot there.
And my holy name I will make known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. The nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel.
Somewhat, all right. Now let's go on the second part. He has executed judgment. There's a lot. Now just get into the Bible study and put out effort instead of sitting there staring. Okay, now those of you that are still staring, same as you were before when I said, get into the Bible study, you're the ones I'm talking to. Now are you still staring? Well, ask yourself. Now, He has executed judgment. A good reference to that would be, all his works were finished from the foundation of the world. God has already executed judgment, but you just don't realize it. You don't see it with your eyes, therefore you say, oh, it hasn't happened. Because you're going in terms of time and sight rather than faith. When he promised, that's the end of it. You don't have that attitude. Why don't you get that attitude? He has executed judgment, past tense. Now what references do you have? Go.
John 3:19. This is the judgment that the light has come into the world.
All right, he has executed judgment in the first sense there. He's already executed judgment that way, but this is talking of the second.
Isaiah 33:18-19, it says, you're my own muse on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed the tribute? Where is he who counted the towers? You will see no more of the insolent people.
All right, that's a reference because it projects you into it's already happened. But that would be a good one for the way it will be for us after Jesus comes. That verse right there. Your mind will muse and say, what was I so afraid of? That's what that verse says. Now, what's your name there? No, your name. Jay, you understand what I just said? Maybe you're all hungry. Is that it?
No.
I know what. Why don't we pick one of the bad guys and let them do the Bible study? And then we'll see how they like it. What do you say?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I guess we'll keep on going. Yes, Patty?
John 16:8-10. And when he comes, he will convince the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin,
because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the world is judged. Yes, somewhat, under executing judgment. But the big thing about that verse is that he has done it. It's past tense. It's all over with now. You don't even realize it. The whole story is already in. References like that. Who's got references like that? Go ahead. Okay. I have already done it, is what that's saying. It's already done. The wicked are judged. You just don't see it revealed. Go ahead.
Psalm 76, verse 8 and 9. From the heavens thou didst utter judgment. The earth feared and was filled. When God arose to establish judgment, to save all the oppressed of the earth.
Very good. Past tense. When God did it. Yes, you remember back there long ago when the second coming happened?
Wow.
You all understand what I just said?
Yes.
How many don't? Way up. And how many? Well, that verse is talking of the past tense of the second coming, but it hasn't happened yet in time, has it?
No.
Yet these verses are acting like it has happened, because to God it already has happened. Do you understand now?
Yes.
How many don't? Okay, then what's your excuse for dragging then? If you understand something, that should make you happy, glad, and motivated, and into it to understand more, so that you can walk as wise men. Now, we want to be wise, you want to just look at the other bad guys.
What?
It takes effort. Striving. Go. Next.
Jeremiah 23, 19 and 20. Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, the whirling tempest, it will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intent of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly.
All right, that's a reference to the Psalms that says, he will fulfill his purpose for me. There's one or two of them. But and there is a past tense in there, so it goes into this. Next.
Amos 7:4. Thus the Lord God showed me. Behold, the Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and was eating up the land.
All right, and that's also a reference to, as I have seen, so has it happened, or something like that. So thou have done. Where's that one? Look it up, Gail.
Yes, it's
well, that first part, that first one is a good one, yeah.
Proverbs 30, verse 4. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has wrapped up the water in the garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? What is his own name? Surely you know.
Yes, all right, that's enough. You understand the, he has executed judgment. Let's go on. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. It's written that they will be sated with the devices of their own hands. That is, God will give them their own way until they're sick of it, and they get caught. They wouldn't live according to the way that he prepared and planned, and they only get trapped and can't get out. Now, who has references to that?
Ecclesiastes 10, 8, and 9. He who digs a pit will fall into it.
Yep.
And a serpent will bite him who breaks through a wall. He who quarries stones is hurt by them, and he who splits logs is endangered by them.
Praise God. He's putting out some effort. The first one all day. What's the address again? Ecclesiastes 10, 8, and 9.
Proverbs 26, 27. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back upon him who starts it rolling.
Yep.
Proverbs 26, 27.
Proverbs 6, 15. Therefore, calamity will come upon him suddenly. In a moment, he will be broken beyond healing.
You'll notice the reference to the second part is also verse 15. The nations have sunk in the pit which they made. That is past tense again.